জয় গোপী জনবল্লভ, জয় গিরিবরধারী, জয় গোপী জনবল্লভ, জয় গিরিবরধারী। যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরা বনচারী, যমুনা তীরা বনচারী, জয় রাধ মাধব, জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজাকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ হিস ডিভাইন গ্রেস ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ কী জয়। জয় নম ওম বিষ্ণুপদায় পরমহংস পরিব্রজাকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ হিস ডিভাইন গ্রেস ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর মহারাজ শিল প্রভুপাদ কী জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কী জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কী জয়। প্রেম সে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ, শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধারা শ্রীবাসতি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কী জয়। অল গ্লোরিস টু অ্যাসেম্বল ডিভোটিস, অল গ্লোরিস টু অ্যাসেম্বল ডিভোটিস, অল গ্লোরিস টু অ্যাসেম্বল ডিভোটিস। সো উইল স্টার্ট উইথ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, অ্যান্ড জাস্ট ওয়ান্ট টু রিমাইন্ড মাইসেলফ দ্যাট 7.8 shloka in Bhagavad Gita, rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi shashi suryayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabda khe paurusham rushu, meaning amongst the pranava or the omkara, transcendental sound is the beginning of every Vedic hymn which addresses the Supreme Lord. So now addressing Shishi Radhesham, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Gaurnitai, Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, I offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all of you, at the lotus feet of all the listeners who are online, and all the Vaishnavas. Please bless me that I can speak something valuable, and please bless me that it may always be aligned with Guru Parampara, and it may always please the devotees. Hare Krishna. Oh. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyaschechata Bhayam. I request twice we say it together now. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyaschechata Bhayam. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartya Vyashche Chata Bhayam. Reading word for word. Please repeat. Tasmat. For this reason. Bharata. O descendant of Bharata. Sarvatma. The super soul. Bhagavan. The personality of Godhead. Ishvara. The controller, Hari, the Lord, who vanquishes all miseries. Shrotavya is to be heard. Kirtitavyaha, to be glorified. Cha, also. Smartavyaha, to be remembered. Cha, and Ichchata, of one who desires abhayam, freedom. So we'll read translation and then we'll do call and response so we know what we are saying, at least for me. O descendant of translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller and savior from all miseries. Would you like to recite the shloka? Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavya Chetasa Bhayam. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shetavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavya Chetasa Bhayam. Tasmad Bharata Vaishnavis, please. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Kshatavya Ketitavya Sha. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma. Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. Shrotavya Kirtitavya Sha. Smartavya Shetata Savayam. Further, please. Hare Krishna. In the previous verse, Sri Sukadev Goswami has described how the foolish materially attached men are wasting their valuable time in the improvement of the material conditions of life by sleeping, indulging in sex life, developing economic conditions, and maintaining a band of relatives who are to be vanquished in the air of oblivion. Anybody has that? A band of relatives who are to be vanquished in the air of oblivion. Being engaged in all these materialistic activities, the living soul entangles himself in the cycle of the law of fruitive actions. This entails the chain of birth and death in the 8.4 million species of life. The aquatics, the vegetables, the reptiles, the birds, the beasts, the uncivilized man, and then again, human form, which is the chance for getting out of the cycle of fruitive action. Therefore, if one desires freedom from the vicious circle, then one must cease to act as a karmi or enjoyer of the results of one's own work, good or bad. So we must cease to act as a karmi or enjoyer of the results of our own work, good or bad. One should not do anything, either good or bad, on his own account, but must execute everything on behalf of the Supreme Lord, Shri Radhesham, the ultimate proprietor of everything that be. This process of doing work is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Also, where instruction is given for working on the Lord's account. Therefore, one should first of all hear about the Lord. When one has perfectly and scrutinizingly heard, one must glorify his acts and deeds. One must glorify his acts and deeds. And thus, it will become possible to remember constantly the transcendental nature of the Lord. Hearing about and glorifying the Lord are identical with the transcendental nature of the Lord. And by so doing, one will be always in the association of the Lord. This brings freedom from all sorts of fear. The Lord is Super Soul, Paramatma, present in the hearts of all living beings. And thus, by the above hearing and glorifying process, the Lord invites the association of all His creation. This process of hearing about and glorifying the Lord is applicable for everyone. Maybe Putin, whoever he may be, and it will lead one to the ultimate success in everything in which one may be engaged by Providence. There are many classes of human beings: the fruity workers, the empiric philosophers, the mystic yogis, and ultimately the unalloyed devotees. For all of them, one and the same process is applicable for achieving the desired success. Everyone wants to be free from all kinds of fear, and everyone wants the fullest extent of happiness in life. The perfect process for achieving this, here and now, is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is uttered by such a great authority as Srila Sukadev Goswami. By hearing about and glorifying the Lord, all a person's activities become molded into spiritual activities, and thus all conceptions of miserable material miseries become completely vanquished. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So here Prabhupada is so wonderfully saying about three things. Shrotavya, which is hearing. Then he talks about glorification. Kirtavya. And then he says, once you hear and glorify, one will always be in the association of the Lord. And this brings freedom from all sorts of fear. And remember, which is Smartavya. So Shrotavya, hear. Smartavya, remember. And then glorify. Kirtans. You know, why do we want to do that? And Prabhupada adds at the end that we want to be always happy. And who doesn't want to be always happy? Nitya Ananda. You know, we just had Nityananda's celebration day. Always happy. Nitya Ananda. We want to be his servant. We want to just remember the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada also says one should not do anything good or bad on his own account, but must do on everything on behalf of the Supreme Lord. So I'm just repeating a couple of things. We know example of Rukmini and Krishna. Rukmini was not married. This is before her marriage. All she had done was heard about Krishna. And because of that hearing, she developed the attachment to Krishna. So this is the effect of hearing. We become attached. When Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys were hungry in the forest, Krishna and Balaram said, "What should we do? We are hungry." And he said, "Go to the wives of Brahmanas." And wives of Brahmana just heard words, Krishna and Balaram. And spontaneously, they sent all the offerings to Krishna and Balaram, who were hungry. So this is the effect of hearing. But the Brahmanas who were chanting all the mantras, they were not hearing properly, I guess. They did not do the same thing. You know, when they heard that Krishna and Balaram were hungry, you know, they didn't do anything. So a good hearing is when you execute instruction. I know this class may be austerity for some people because my pronunciation is not good. So I'm going to quote a shloka and beg forgiveness. Aradhito yadi haris tapasa tataha kim. Naradhito yadi haris tapata tataha kim. Antarbahar yadi hari tapasa tataha kim. Na antar bahir yadi hari tapasa tatha kim. If one is worshipping the Lord properly, what is the use of severe penances? And if one is not properly worshipping the Lord, what is the use of severe penances? If Sri Krishna is realized within and without everything that exists, what is the use of severe penances? And if Sri Krishna is not seen within and without everything, then what is the use of severe penances? So sorry for the penance that you have to hear my pronunciation, but messages of Srila Prabhupada's, so I hope it's worth it. It's in Pancharatra Vidhi. I can send it to you. Hare Krishna. Then we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam glories of hearing, and I would like to concentrate with your blessings on just hearing. Vayam tu vitrupyama uttama shloke kavi krame yachrunvatam rasa jnana swadu swadu pade pade. We are never tired of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with him relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment. Swadu swadu pade pade. We are never tired of hearing the pastimes of Krishna, Balaram, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Chaitanya, Charitamrita. Those who have developed a taste, for this transcendental relationship with Krishna, relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment. There's another famous shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.17. Shrinvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridayantasto Yobadrani Vidhunoti Sahasatam. Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. And we also heard, read in the purport, you must hear perfectly, we must hear perfectly and scrutinizingly. So, and if we do that, then Krishna in heart cleanses the desire for material enjoyment, which has been there for time immemorial. Gajendra's pastime, we hear that for 1,000 celestial years he was caught in crocodile's legs, and for millions and gazillions of birds we are caught in the Maya's net. It can be called internet or whatever net, but Maya's net we are caught. And so we have to really pray hard to come for Srimad Bhagavatam class and hear it. And in this regard, there's a very nice pastime of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had sannyasis sitting in front of me, him, who had just come quite late for Srimad Bhagavatam discourse that he was doing in the dham during Kartik, right? So he asked his sannyasi disciples, why are you late? And they said, Guru Maharaj, we had gone to see a holy or sacred place. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the lion guru, he came out and said, no, when the guru is speaking, especially Srimad Bhagavatam discourse, then going to see Krishna is doing time pass. Have you done time pass before? So again, he added, you don't see Krishna through your eyes. You see Krishna through your ears. It's really important to hear with submission. Again, you see Krishna through your ears. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying. Have you heard Chitraketu's pastime? How many wives did he have? A million wives. And then what happened? He lost a only son, which he was not getting any son from any of the wives. And then when the son came by blessings of Narada Muni and Angira Muni, then what happened? The co-wives of Kritaduti killed the son. And you know what we learn from this pastime about what do we hear? When we hear, what do we learn? Any guesses? What did you learn? Whatever.
Don't be envious.
Don't be envious. Any other realizations from that pastime? Kamala Dala Jala, Jeevana Talamala, Bhajahure Mana. Any realizations? Don't be attached to family members. Thank you very much. So there is a couple of hours of class that my Guru Maharaj Radhanath Swami gives. We can just come to the conclusion. And here is the conclusion of hearing Chitraketu Maharaja's pastime. It's really important that we... And he says at the end, why should we hear attentively? You know, so just remember that he married a million women. He really lamented he didn't have a son. And you know, all that pastimes. So when we hear attentively, this is the benediction we get. Oops.
Because those who are of good intelligence
They learn by hearing. Otherwise, we have to go through the whole process ourselves. And then, through that experience, we may learn. But unless we hear properly, we go through the same experience again and again and again and again, birth after birth after birth, and never learn.
Hare Krishna. So that's the effect of hearing, is that we don't have to go through birth after birth after birth after birth. It was very powerful. If you hear the whole class, and then if you hear that, it's so powerful. And actually, I'm very grateful to Mother Madhumati Prabhu for encouraging me to come to Srimad Bhagavatam classes in person. It really makes a big difference. And all of you for making the morning program possible. Mother Mukhya too. So we heard that we see Krishna through hearing. There was a very nice t-shirt at Sadhu Sangha and even Festival of Holy Name. Chant with your heart. Do a lip dip service. So when we chant through our heart, then our ears also open, because we really try to absorb Krishna through those two channels. Recently I was in LA, and you know what yogis do? They do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. They do Om, and this Om is extremely popular. There are 20 million yoga students, okay? And they mostly do Om. And that's how they actually slowly, slowly come to get attracted to our philosophy. So, part of the Om, yeah. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a lot of purports signifying the importance of Om. And Om, Prabhupada says, slowly cleanses the heart of the yogis. They may not believe in the personal form, they may believe in the impersonal Brahman, but from Om they slowly, slowly come. And you know, when people come to Krishna, there are so many paths, right? Even we have Kumara Sampradaya, you know. And I could see the influence of Kumara Sampradaya on some of the yoga devotees, meaning they were naked, almost. So, you know, there is a part of yoga, literally, I'm not making this up, this is very popular in New York, it's called naked yoga. There are some other types of yoga. There's a hatha yoga, there's a vinyasa yoga, which is flow of the movement. So again, the focus is on how Om, the transcendental vibration, is changing the hearts. And it is inspiring in the way you think devotional services. And that's why. And it's second thing I'm saying about these different kinds of yoga. If you come across yogis, you can ask their style, and my God, they will open up. And then later they will open up to take prasadam from you and everything like that. So that's why we are focusing on different types of yogas. There is equine yoga. Can you guess what it is? Equine yoga. They stand on the horse and they do yoga. Not the horse pose. This is true. No, I'm not making this up as I go, no. There is a cat yoga, or I don't, feline yoga. There is a bro yoga, means only men want to go for this yoga. There is a Bikram yoga, which is you turn on the heat and you sweat. This is all true. There is a yoga. Hatha yoga. Feline yoga. They keep their cat in their cat poses, and they do a yoga around her. And so the idea is to do a yoga with a partner, and they don't have anybody else to do yoga with. Okay? There's a bro yoga, there's this yoga. There's a vinyasa yoga, which is a dance flowy moment. There is a yoga to get fat. Some people are unable to put on the weight. There's a yoga to put on fat. There's yoga to, of course, reduce your body weight. There is a sculpt yoga, means you work on different body parts. This is, you know, this is all body consciousness, but if you want to bring them to material, to spiritual consciousness, we have to know. We have to know the enemy. Like Mahotsava Prabhu distributing books to the atheist. Take these books because you know your enemy, you know. So this material consciousness can be our enemy, and we can really focus on that. There are 21 other types of yoga. I won't spare you boredom. But they are so interesting. There's a music yoga that people dance to music. There's a laughter yoga. People laugh probably at themselves or the miserable condition of life. There's a laughter yoga, and I forget. There are so many kinds of yoga. Goat yoga. You can bring it. Daksha's yoga. When Daksha does yoga, it's called goat yoga. But again, why do I come back to it? Now my friend Kumi, she has been teaching yoga for last 12 years. Amazing teacher, people fall in love with her. She slowly gives prasadam. They start with Om. All of them start with Om. And after Om, she slowly brings Gayatri Mantra. She doesn't want to bring immediately, she cannot bring immediately Hare Krishna Mantra because there is so much negative publicity on the internet. So she starts with Gayatri Mantra and they learn it. Om Bhur Bhuvah, you know, it's very high hip. Then slowly she brings them to chanting of the Maha Mantra. Now who are the people who came in LA Yoga Studio? One person after another person I was meeting. One person was completely addicted to alcohol from age 16. Age 16. This girl had given up everything. And now, at 18 months later, she said, I'm addicted to yoga. When she was chanting, she was really chanting to remove that addiction from her heart. And slowly they start chanting. Because this is part of the training. You come for Mahabharat class on Wisdom Wednesdays if you want to, and then slowly, you know, different ways, you come for this and you come for that, and you know, you are hooked. So she started chanting and she's like, hi! And on the day of Nityananda Trayodashi, I took Mahaprasadam for everybody, and they were so happy. She's like, who is this Nityananda? I'm feeling so happy! And this is what yoga does to students, because they start with Om and sometimes devotee association and once in a while prasadam, and they really go on their path and really come out of that addiction and take shelter of the holy name. Another person was a transgender, and she really also found shelter in yoga. She's like, my body has given me so much pain, I want to go in each and every part of my body through yoga. And then some other time I was saying that, oh, thank you yoga for, you know, we were eating little ice cream, and Kumi said, thank you yoga for bringing us together. And I said, thank you free ticket or cheap ticket or something for bringing me here. And this transgender lady said, and thank you Krishna for bringing you together. So really, I mean, when they think about, they're going through so much pain, they have not identified with their body. For all this time they have lived in their body. She had a divorce. Because of that, the children don't talk to her for any amount of time. She has no happiness in her life except yoga. And she thinks that, thank you Krishna for bringing us together. And I thought, you know, she was a devout Catholic or something before. And this is what yoga has done to her. And I was so happy to see this transformation. In LA downtown, even in New York downtown, I'm sorry if I'm speaking too fast, please stop me. At every block, there is a yoga studio. And I remember this one sentence from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prithvi deyachi nagaradi grama, sarvatra hoilo moranama. In every yoga studio, somehow Krishna's name will be chanted if it's not being chanted right now. And those people are very perceptive to hearing, taking books, and really the transformation. Actually, I do also kids' Bhagavad Gita class for the past 2 months. It's so sweet. And when the kids chant, it's the best chanting I've heard in my life. The kids chant from their heart. They chant the shloka. And you learn a lot more than they learn, because I had never read Prabhupada's purport so thoroughly, because how do I explain to the kids? I can explain to the adults, but explaining to kids is a whole different level of austerity and realization and compassion. So I said, Karunya, why do we offer prasadam to Krishna? And this is what Karunya said, Sarupachita Prabhu and Rohini's daughter. She said, otherwise Krishna will die. You know, this is her realization. It's like, and I was so surprised. I heard that and I will never forget that sentence. It was so sweet. So what do we do after we hear? We try to implement the instruction. There's one incident, and how everybody's so ripe, you know. This happened 20 years ago. There was a girl named Tina and Gopal. Tina used to watch a lot of TV, and Gopal also had really bad habits, teenagers. But nobody knew about this. These were two bad habits in the last recent 9 months or something. They attended Tamal Krishna Goswami's class. You would not have thought that these people have anything to do with piety. When they came and they sat down, they were the oddest people in the crowd. Then they went to see Tamal Krishna Goswami's darshan. They kind of were pushed, okay, because, and he said, Tina, this is Tamal Krishna Goswami, this real incidence. He had never seen them before in his life. Nobody knew about the bad habits. And he said, Tina, you must stop watching TV, must right away. And he said to the family, you stop cooking meat immediately. Go to the marketplace and buy all new pots, clean your kitchen, start offering food to Krishna, chant 16 rounds. This is a true story. In 8 months, Tina and Gopal were initiated because they heard and they acted on it. It's really important to hear and act on it. Yes, and this story again will be very memorable because the world is ripe right now. I went to South Carolina, all hardcore Christians. 3 years ago also I was there, hardly a couple of people took the books. This time, 300 Christians took the books. Maybe 100 Christians, 200 Indians. And they were so ripe. Two women came to me and asked me questions. They said, they have done reading the book because this was a 3-day trade show. And I went on the second day and they started asking me questions on second day. There was an old lady. Old devout ladies never take books. But she was on the phone, so I did not approach her. She came and grabbed the book out of my hands. She took it and went. She saw I was giving free. She said, I was on the cruise, I saw this book, I read it twice, I did not understand it. Please give me that book. I love that book. You know, she took the book. And there was another Christian guy, and he comes to me and said, you understand you're giving me a religious book? I said, it's non-sectarian. It talks about love of God. Oh, and who do you think is Jesus Christ? He's a bona fide spiritual master. He takes karma. Okay, and I thought he's going to throw the book at my face. He took the book and went back. So the world is ripe. The pandemic has done it has made everybody so receptive. It's a whole new world out there. I was in other places also I went. People are so ready for Krishna's mercy. People are so eager to hear, because this is the philosophy that will take them out of all the possible miseries. And another thing is we hear and act with humility. Humility means accepting reality. It was a very nice quote I just heard. Humility means accepting reality. And the purport of Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, you know, Chitte Te Kariya Aikya, is that we really should be eager to hear message of Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Radhika Raman Prabhu gave a very nice class on disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. And he said, no, Srila Prabhupada has not disappeared, but he will, these are his words, but he will disappear if we do not remember him. And he will disappear, he said, play that 24-hour Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna in your house. And I have been doing that and it's really amazing. So hearing Prabhupada chanting 24 hours a day is such a blessing. We have so many tools and technology nowadays, and this was Radhika Raman Prabhu's message, and I really loved it. Now the war is happening, so I will just go back to one thing and take your questions. There was a Sound of Music movie. It came out because there was a war. This family got displaced. You know, this is on everybody's mind right now. And they came together as a loving family through the Sound of Music. This movie made a huge impact. It was before Beatles came, and all glories to Beatles for taking Hare Krishna music popular. But before that, Sound of Music made them right. Sound of Music changed the music. It brought so much hope. And it brought openness. Instead, and people show their emotions. And it also, there's one person who said that they watched this movie hundreds of times, and there are many like that. And there was a spiritual lesson in Sound of Music. We should embrace our emotions rather than close them off. And then the other people have written, God leads to us in ways we don't understand as part of His plan for our lives. And my heart goes to each and every person who has been displaced by war. It's not just Ukraine war, which has claimed 3 million people displaced. It's war in Syria, war in Afghanistan, Congo, and there are 22 other countries, Myanmar. These have happened in last just 5-6 years. There are so many wars that have happened, and 34 million people it's like accepting sannyas overnight. You have to leave everything, sometimes your wife, your child, no food, no electricity, such austerity. But the Sound of Music, which is based on that story of war and Nazis coming and the family being displaced. The God leads us in ways we don't understand as part of His plan for our lives. And this is clearly demonstrated in the inner conflict of Maria. She experiences when she finds herself falling in love with the captain. So again, ashrama, we have to go up. We don't have to think ourselves as women or man sometimes to preach. This is what I felt from this purport. And God's plan, if we can just see God's plan. My daughter, who loves to do prasadam distribution, said, Mom, actually these people, they are taking the shelter of Hare Krishna's through the war like they have never done before. The word khichdi is like Krishna's names, you know, coming to them. And that is such a surrender, she said, that surrender, in this surrender they come to Krishna Prasad. And I really want to do this. And she has learned Chinese and gone to China for 2 months. And we really want to preach. Give us your blessings. I would like to take a couple of questions or reflections, and then I would like to close with 1 minute meditation with your permission. Any reflection or question, quickly please.
Thank you, Prabhu. Nice class. I just wanted to share. We spend a lot of time in the hospital, and we were in there, and I bring my Prabhupada box, and Prabhupada's in the corner singing a bhajan. Parama Karuna, Bahuga, whatever. And this young doctor came in, and he's looking at Rodney, and he's talking to him, and he stops, and he goes, "What is that music?" And he said, "Let me listen." He was a young doctor, just out of med school. And he said, "I've been so stressed out." And he said, "But this music is making me feel peaceful." And we're just sitting there looking at this doctor. He was down like this, looking at Ronnie and talking to her. And he said, "Wait a minute, what is that?" So, of course, I gave him some books and we talked to him. And I was just, who knew, you know? All the guy had to do was hear Prabhupada singing. And he said, "I've never felt this kind of peace before." And he was only like 3 minutes in our room. So this is the power of Maha Mantra and Prabhupada's pure devotion. And of course, I had brought a bag of books in there. Everybody in there got books. I set up a table. We had a book table in the room. And people would come in and say, wow, what's with the books? And we'd give them books. And it was, I did about 50 books in there. But it was just so profound to me that all I did was push the button to turn that little box on and have Prabhupada sound vibration in our room. That's all I did, and Prabhupada did the rest.
There you are.
That's why Radha goes to the hospital.
That's why, yeah, that's why we go.
Hey, so Sound of Music was one of the first movies I ever saw as a little kid, you know? Yeah, I went with my mom and a friend downtown and we went and saw it. So I think they fled Europe to come to America, right? Is that part of the message?
No, Switzerland. They go to Switzerland.
No,
Austria.
But then they ended up in Vermont. That's where they... So if they didn't come to America, there'd be no Sound of Music movie.
So...
Yeah, and plus they had to win the war first before they made the movie. Or, you know, they'd be singing in German, you know. So I wasn't sure what part of the message was that.
And I wish Megawati was here to sing that song, What Do You Do, A Problem Like Maria. It's a very famous song from... and he says, she's always late for chapel, but her penitence is real. She's always late for everything, except for every meal. And I could identify myself in her. How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you keep a wave upon the sand? She's gentle, she is wild, she is needle, riddle, she's a child, she's headache, she's an angel. And this is a song, but it also describes our state of mind. You know, we go through all this. So I just pray for 1 minute meditation. Please sit straight. Breathe in. Breathe in Krishna's energy, please. And let's chant 3 times together Hare Krishna mantra like we never chanted before. Like Krishna would hear it and, you know, we could send his blessings and then we can hear the 5th note of the flute. If you are with me, please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I hope you hear Krishna's on the 5th note. Thank you very much for... Thank you for tolerating me.